If the song Amazing Works, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me, were ever sung in your church, you'd fire the choir director and spend a good deal of time in prayer asking the Lord's forgiveness. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, Amazing Works. The Christian life is all of grace, from first to last. Good works are the fruit of the life of the Lord within me, as I grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Then how do we grow in grace? By making certain that we make regular application of the means of grace that God has given us. Prayer is a means of grace. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We will not grow in grace if we neglect our prayer times at the throne of grace. The Word of God is a means of grace. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the Word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them who are sanctified. To grow in grace, we must make regular visits to the banquet table of God's Word and feed and nourish our spiritual life. Thus we will grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord. The Holy Spirit of God will be active in my life to give me the hunger and desire to live a life that is consecrated to God and His mission in the world. My life will be surrendered to fellowship with Christ day by day when my inner motivation and outward actions are under the rule of His Spirit. Christian living is to be clean, pure, and right living, and that is only possible as God has daily control of my life. I know the problem arises when we look at ourselves and see how far short we fall of God's Word in this matter. But the key issue is not what we are, but what we are becoming. Is my life headed in the right direction? Is my heart open to the challenge, instruction, reproof, and correction of the Holy Spirit as He speaks to me from the Scriptures? It is not the degree of progress, but my attitude that is decisive. Growth in love and holiness is neither mechanical nor magical. It is accomplished by God in a daily fellowship with Himself, in which I give myself to Him in hope and faith and obedience. It is not just a negative thing, a mere separation from sin, but a positive, progressive thing, where my life grows in capacity and character into the stature and fullness of Christ. Does all this cause you to look at your life and throw up your hands in despair? Good! That's the first step. You are well on your way to realizing firsthand the truth of John 15:5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. All the resources of the Christian life are in Christ alone. You are a branch of the vine, and a branch cannot bear fruit by any effort of its own. Fruit in your life is produced by the life of Christ in you, and all the things you long for, peace, growth, holiness, and good works, are all a part of that fruit of Christ. Therefore, abide in Him. Make regular application of God's means of grace, and you will grow in the likeness of Christ. You will bear much fruit to His glory and walk in newness of life. May God bless you as you rest in Christ.